Hi everyone, this is Andy Studna, Senior Editor of Applied Clinical Trials, and welcome to another edition of the ACT Brief, your fast track to the latest insights shaping ClinOps and drug development. First up, in part one of a new ACT video interview, Liz Beatty, co-founder and chief strategy officer at Innato, said sponsors are expected to maintain a strong focus on efficiency in 2026. Driven by an increased use of AI and technology across feasibility, site selection, and enrollment. Beatty cautioned that narrowing trials to a small group of familiar sites can unintentionally restrict patient access, and said sponsors are beginning to recalibrate by expanding partnerships with community sites, embedding research at the point of care, and using mobile and decentralized approaches to reach broader patient populations. Up next, in industry news, Verana Health has announced a merger with Coda, bringing together two real-world data and analytics companies to expand scale and therapeutic coverage across oncology, ophthalmology, urology, and neurology. The combined organization will integrate Coda's oncology-focused datasets with Verana's specialty registry platform to support clinical research, regulatory submissions, and evidence generation, while strengthening FDA-facing and regulatory-grade real-world evidence capabilities. And finally, Vanda Pharmaceuticals said it received a decision letter from FDA's CDER stating that its supplemental NDA for Hetlioz for the treatment of jet lag disorder cannot be approved in its current form. While the FDA acknowledged positive efficacy signals in the submitted trials, the agency concluded that data did not meet the standard for substantial evidence of effectiveness, citing concerns that the phase advanced study designs did not adequately affect real-world jet travel conditions. That's all for today's ACT Brief. Join us right back here next week for more updates shaping ClinOps and drug development. Thank you for listening.